All right, so if you've never seen the show 24, it's a great series, although it's very violent, and so I would not encourage you as teenagers to watch it. Having said that, you've got to check this show out. It's pretty amazing. There's a guy named Jack Bauer, and he is, I know Zach's not going to agree, but he is badder than Chuck Norris. No way. Chuck Norris deals with putting like his friend in the nursing home to pretend he's being beaten up, and Jack Bauer's out killing terrorists who explode nuclear devices in America. The show 24 is based on this idea. You know how some shows, TV has a season, right? And so you have a fall season and a spring season. 24 does this really cool thing. There is one episode for every hour of a specific day. So the whole 24 means that the season is only going to be 24 hours long. And so each episode says this is what happened. This took place between the hours of 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. And that whole episode, and it runs in an hourly deal. So a minute in the show is a minute of your life. And so I found out watching it on Netflix, actually it's only about 40 minutes because there's 20 minutes of commercials in it. But it's okay. So, it's 43 minutes. There's 2 minutes of what happened last time. But I'm beating it. Karen's giving me the move on. So, anyway, the show has 24 episodes in a season. And so, I mean, it's really, the show takes 48 weeks out of the 52 weeks of the year to actually get done. It's great. And Jack Bauer saves the world at least three times in every season. But every hour of his life on these shows, there were eight seasons, and so it's really, the show is 8 days. Now, there's a couple years that happen between seasons occasionally, but every day he deals with a crisis where the world will end as we know it if Jack Bauer doesn't step in and do something. I mean, he's been rescued from a Chinese prison to come back and do stuff. They staged his death one season, and the next season started off with somebody knew he wasn't really dead and started killing people until he came back. I mean, it's really a cool show.
And he never goes to the bathroom.
He never goes to the bathroom, and apparently doesn't have to sleep because they never sleep in the show, it's only 24 hours, and most of you can go, like, I went 24 hours the other day because I was playing Halo. And anyway, that's not... Do what? No. He does run out of ammo. There have been several episodes where he's like, I'm out, and they're like, I'm out. Then he makes some kind of bomb out of bubble gum and bird wire. So it's a cross of Chuck Norris and MacGyver and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Rocky Balboa. I mean, Jack Bauer gets beat to a pulp and just gets back up and takes on the Russian. Anyway, it's really cool. But here's our theme for the semester. This is what we're working towards. We're going to talk about this semester problems and trouble, because the parallel between the show and your lives, and when you get to college, you'll understand what this means. When you got to high school, you probably, your first couple weeks of high school, had friends that still acted like they were in junior high. And you would say, that is so junior high. And you'll get to college, and you'll go, that is so high school. Okay? And then you get out of college and go, what was I ever thinking? Yeah, actually, you're going to get out of college and you're going, my mom and dad are a lot smarter than I ever thought they were. You're going to realize that your mom and dad had a lot of things right. We won't get into that because I don't want you to boo me like you did Zach. They didn't really boo you. They booed their parents. But John 16:33 says this. It says, in this world, you will have trouble. Students, I want you to understand that you are going to have problems. What I want us to do this semester is we're going to look at a lot of those problems. We're going to have theme nights once a month.